It's All Things Considered on WITF. I'm Julia Agos. Members of the Oath Keepers organization have interfered with federal law enforcement and shown up armed at protests. Their leader urged members to go to Washington, D.C. on January 6th to fight against the certification of Joe Biden's victory. A WITF analysis found dozens of Pennsylvania police officers and five current state constables joined the Oath Keepers over the past decade. The findings shed light on the organization's appeal to some officers. Experts say the group is defining for itself what the Constitution means and how to interpret law. Joining us now is the reporter who broke the story, WITF's Brett Schultes. Brett, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks, Julia.
So for those who may be unfamiliar, who are constables and what are their responsibilities?
So Pennsylvania state constables are locally elected officials, though they're technically affiliated with the state, as is stated in their name there. They have six-year terms, and they're a pretty old institution in Pennsylvania. But these days, mostly they serve the needs of our courts. So constables serve warrants, they serve eviction notices, and they can transport people to or from jail to the courthouse. And, one other thing, constables are the only officers allowed to be at polling places on election day. And in fact, they're required to be at designated polling places on election day.
And why could it be problematic for constables and law enforcement in general to be a part of the Oath Keepers group?
Right. So, I mean, first off, it's for many of the same reasons that some experts say it's problematic when a police officer is in the Oath Keepers. Constables swear an oath of office. Experts I talk to who monitor extremism say that Oath Keepers believe in a very particular interpretation of the Constitution. And so that series of beliefs clashes with an officer's oath of duty to the public or a constable's potentially. That's just part of it. Starting in 2016, the Oath Keepers really evolved, experts tell me. They went from being a very much an anti-federal government group concerned with government overreach to being a group that supported a lot of policy positions of former President Donald Trump. So they were actually taking up Trump's issues such as anti-immigration policy, and ultimately their leader at least very much supported the former president's election fraud lie. So that itself, may be an issue. And additionally, with constables, because they're required to be at polling places on election day and have access to them, that isn't necessarily an issue, but it is the kind of thing that is of concern to good government groups.
Your story includes Kevin Noecker of Berks County, a constable who's an active member of the Oath Keepers. And he says he doesn't see a conflict and even wears an Oath Keeper patch on his uniform. What did he have to say?
I just want to start by saying I really appreciated Constable Noecker's willingness to talk for this story because, other constables I talked to all distanced themselves from the group and said they were no longer members. And that's what police I talked to said as well. So anyway, Noecker says he really believes deeply in the Oath Keepers' commitment to fighting against what its founder calls those unlawful orders. And Noecker pointed to gun confiscation and, quote, rounding people up as things he'd refused to do, as unlikely as those may sound. He says January 6th was a big screw up. And ever since then, the Oath Keepers have been getting a bad rap. That's the way he sees it.
What type of responses have you been getting from government leadership, the Wolf administration or police chiefs who may have to do some of their own investigating in response to your findings?
Typically, when I contacted police chiefs where there were members, they responded to confirm that the officer we saw on the list still worked there. But they didn't respond when I asked if we were looking into whether the officer was still involved in some way or how recently they might have left the group. I asked a couple police departments if they had policies about officers being in groups such as the Oath Keepers. And I found this kind of telling. Two of them pointed to policies that prohibit officers from being in groups that would try to overthrow or interfere with any lawfully constituted government. So I guess it would depend then on whether the Oath Keepers fits that description. Additionally, I reached out to Governor Wolf's office. They provided a link to the governor's code of conduct and a quote saying the administration opposes hate groups, but they declined to say whether they'd look into the issue with regard to constables at all.
That's WITF's Brett Schultes. Brett, thanks for your reporting.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Julia.